Hi there. The word for you today is keep your hope alive. In Job 11 verse 18, the New Living Translation of the Bible, we read, having hope will give you courage. Hope is a powerful force. It arouses your mind to explore every possible angle. It enables you to overcome the daunting obstacles. It's absolutely essential to the life God wants you to live. It's the fuel your heart runs on. It's the single biggest difference between those who persevere and those who give up. Think about it. Hope is what makes couples say, I do, without any guarantees. And later, after all the broken promises, enables them to pick up the pieces and try again, knowing it can get better. It's why composers agonize over a score and artists over a canvas, believing that some glimmer of beauty will emerge from the struggle. As an old man, Henry Matisse was crippled with agonizing arthritis. When he was asked why he continued to wrap his swollen fingers around a brush every day, he replied, "The pain goes away, the beauty endures." Laboring to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo grew so discouraged that he wanted to quit. But every morning, hope pushed him up the ladder to fulfill his magnificent vision. Hope is what made Abraham leave home without knowing where God was taking him. It made Paul challenge the powers of Rome. It's what fueled the Old Testament prophets to keep taking on City Hall. Now, let's be clear, this is not blind optimism. It's faith-focused and hope. In who? Hope in God. Psalm 71 verse 5, the psalmist says, "You have been my hope, my confidence, since my youth." Hey, you can survive the loss of many things, but not the loss of hope. Nobody experienced greater loss than Job. Yet he wrote, and I quote, "Having hope will give you courage." So, keep your hope alive by trusting in God.